The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, Jim Miley is the Director General of the Irish Universities Association, and he was chatting to Pat Kenny this morning on the Pat Kenny Show. Take a little listen to what he had to say.
So what we need to do is bring it forward. Look, system change in the Leaving Cert is coming. There's now a move on to diminish the absolute reliance on the end of year exam and have more continuous assessment. But what we're also saying is, as a key first step in that, could we work together to bring forward the Leaving Cert, even initially by 1 or 2 weeks, and perhaps do that on a staged basis, so that you're allowing a reasonable period of time for students and their families to plan. And then if there is a problem like we've had in recent years, that there actually is time within that window to deal with that problem and still not have the scramble that we're facing this year.
Yeah, that was Jim Miley of the Irish Universities Association speaking to Pat Kenny. The question was put to Simon Harris shortly thereafter, the Higher Education Minister, and he suggested it is something that could be looked at. Which sounds like the answer you give when you're blindsided by a question. You don't want to rule it in or out. It's something which could be looked at. Should it be looked at, though? Martin Majoram is the TUI president, Teachers Union of Ireland, the Teachers Union. Martin, what about this, moving the Leaving Cert to May?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Good afternoon to your listeners. There are a lot of difficulties, a lot of potential difficulties. You're talking really about moving, shortening. I'm not entirely sure what's involved in the proposal, but it's a displacement to the entire school year that's involved here. That is proposed to be landed on a system that's already incredibly overloaded. Teachers who are incredibly overloaded and students who felt huge pressures and strains. I mean, that sixth year in particular, if we just focus on the Leaving Certificate students, it does pass very quickly, and it may sound like a potential solution to pressures in the third level system. And we fully understand the pressures, by the way, that people are under because of accommodation issues. But I think there are huge potential dangers in moving, maybe without considering all of the implications. I'm sure all of those implications would be considered before.
Yeah.
Something was more seriously brought forward. But on a system that is under the strains that this system is, with the teachers, as I say, very much feeling the pressure, and the students needing that just those last few weeks before the exams, there's a lot goes into those in terms of building students up towards the exams, giving them the feedback, building up their confidence.
Yeah.
And also having a bit of a gap between the earlier components of assessment. I mean, let's be right about it. The minister is also, at the same time that this is coming forward, the minister is talking about baking in the move of oral and other additional components of assessment into the Easter. I mean, Easter is a movable thing. So you could now be putting one set of exams squeezed up in one direction while another set are going in another direction, all landing a huge amount of pressure on the students in the middle.
Yeah.
So we'd have a lot of points to make.
Okay.
But to us seriously in a across the table.
I was listening to some of the reaction then after Jim Miley's interview with Pat. You know, people texting in with their view on 53106, and some were suggesting, well, listen, if you've got the course by and large done by the time they sit the mocks, that there is spare time that you can eat into there. I mean, what's your take on that view?
Well, again, I think we do have to look at it as a piece. There are significant reforms of the Leaving Certificates that we fully support, by the way, and Jim Miley did indeed make reference to a move away from over-reliance on that final examination and the fact that there will be additional components of assessment for every subject is what's planned. At the moment, there are 27 subjects out of the 41 that have at least one additional component. So where do they fit in terms of this, what could be a shortened or a radically different school year, as well as, and you're right, that there's a big push on. I'm not personally entirely convinced of the usefulness of mocks, but people look for room for those as well. My initial reaction to this, and having talked to a few second-level teachers, there's a lot of scepticism around the view of how much room there is. There really, that's not the sense that teachers in classrooms feel. I'm not sure that if you spoke to many students, they'd tell you that they felt that there was a great pile of room, that things could be moved around to accommodate. So, yeah, I'm not convinced, I have to say. It's worth saying, by the way, I mean, as a union, we operate in further and higher education as well. So we are aware of the pressures that have been put on that system by late leaving certificate results, which have obviously largely been to do with COVID in the last few years. And it's going to be a little bit later this year than usual as well. We're fully aware of that, and we do know the pressures that puts on that side of the system, as well as that accommodation problem. That's obviously, I mean, it's part of a societal and a failure of government over many years, that issue is biting as hard as it is now.
Let's get the students' view then. Casper Bogolecki is the Irish Second Level Students' Union representative. Casper, what do you make of suggestions to move the Leaving Cert to May?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Well, I suppose when it comes to any of these suggestions, it's important that we take into account all the stakeholders' views. Currently, it is clear that the system isn't flexible. There are problems, and having the results come out on the 2nd of September means that offers from the CAO will come later, and it also means that the school year for third level students will also have to start later to accommodate for those changes, and that isn't quite viable, as we've heard from the universities. So yes, there needs to be a discussion around this issue, and there needs to be sort of a proposal made that will involve all the stakeholders, the students, the parents, the teachers, the principals, and everybody involved, to kind of find the ultimate solution. I don't know if there's a clear-cut way that we can solve this, but it's certainly worth looking at, because unsuspected and unexpected circumstances such as these do come appear from time to time, and we need to deal with them.
Yeah, and listen, it's unlikely you're going to kind of happen upon a solution that everybody is elated with. There'll be some level of compromise between stakeholders. Would you worry, though, about, say, this particular proposal, moving it back to May, that, you know, it would place pressure. It places pressure on teachers to get through coursework a little bit more quickly, and it might place pressure on students. No sooner would they have the mocks done than really they'd be sitting the real thing.
I suppose as a Leaving Cert student myself, I finished my Leaving Certificate this Wednesday. I can say that this year, for example, the courses did run on late, and some courses weren't fully completed because of time, is because of COVID and all that. And if such things happen in the future, it may be difficult to maintain the courses as they are and still be able to sit the Leaving Cert in their full capacity. So that may be a problem. However, I honestly do not know if there is a viable solution to that. It may cause issues for Leaving Certificate students, but it's a bit too early to tell, and one needs to kind of have a proper discussion with all bodies involved in order to find the intricacies of this matter.
Yeah, and Martin, it strikes me, I mean, this as a solution on its own wouldn't work. It's only a solution that would work in tandem with other changes, wouldn't it? I know you're going back a long way now, Martin, but we would have studied extra poets post-mocks because of what came up in the mocks.
Well, indeed, yes, there are. It's neither yesterday nor the day before that I did my Leaving Certificate. So, yeah, things have changed a lot. I think it's also worth saying, though, you're right, it does look to be something needs to be looked at in a piece. I think Casper's right about that. And even some of the third-level colleges, I mean, that's not a uniform timetable there either. And some of them, I know it's not a huge part of this, but some of them do put possibly a little bit more pressure on themselves by trying to squeeze first semester exams in before Christmas, and that leaves them with less flexibility when an issue such as this arises. So there are other things that can be looked at as well, but the pressures and strains, it takes a lot of teasing out in order to find something that's really workable.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see this come forward, but it does need to be looked at very carefully, along with all of the other issues that are involved and the other changes that are proposed for the Leaving Certificate as well.
Martin Marjoram, who is the TUI president, and Casper Bogolecki, who is the Irish Second Level Students' Union representative. Listen, thank you both very much for joining me on the show. A lot of people are getting in touch with strong views on this. Like this listener, who's a French teacher. The course for most subjects is in no way finished by the time of the mocks. Extremely difficult to get time to revise even after Easter. This is a ridiculous idea being considered due to the department's incompetence. Why was there never a problem with this prior to COVID? Somebody else says, use that useless transition year as a proper school year. 3 years for the junior cert, 3 years for the Leaving Cert. Deck is wondering why we have midterm breaks, and does Easter really need to be 2 weeks? And Jerry says there's 3 to 4 months holidays between school and university. It's not difficult to find more time to accommodate students. I'm not sure there's quite that much. Is there? I mean, between school and university, there's 2 and a bit months. You know, if you're finishing your Leaving Cert this week, you've got all of July and August, the last little bit of June. So there's a good chunk of time, Jerry, not quite 4 months. Anyway.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.